This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 3849 for Thursday, the 4th of May, 2023. Today's show is entitled Troubleshooting. It is hosted by Brian in Ohio and is about 10 minutes long. It carries a clean flag. The summary is don't overlook the obvious.
Hello, Hacker Public Radio. Brian in Ohio here. I'm out from under my rock. I've got a show here on a random topic. Shortly after doing the episode on how Slackware and EFI booting, that T480 that I spoke so fondly of decided not to boot and ended up in an interesting situation. So I wanted to talk a little bit about my troubleshooting and the good news is that the computer is up and running and it didn't cost me a dime. So what happened was I was on the road and I turned the computer on and I ended up in Slackware. When you turn the computer on, you get all the kernel messages. Those aren't blanked out. I think a lot of distributions don't show those, but so you'll see a scrolling of text go by, and I didn't take I didn't grab a shot of this. I should have, but I didn't think about it until after the fact. But I do have some images in the show notes, and sort of one of them is what those kernel messages look like if you've never seen them before because of the distribution you're using. Anyway, what came up was a kernel panic. The started scrolling through the messages, and at the very end, the last thing it said was kernel panic, which means it can't find. I think that just means the kernel can't find stuff, or the current can't find itself. Anyway, it couldn't complete the boot process, basically, and you end up with the machine that's in a dead state. I looked at some of those messages, and towards the top of those, it started talking about being unable to find or spawn some RAM disks that it uses. So anyway, which kind of sent me down thinking that maybe this is a RAM problem. This computer that when I bought it had came with 8 gigabytes of RAM, and it's able to go up to 32 gigabytes. So I've always wanted to upgrade it anyway. So I figured I'd maybe the RAM died or something. So I was able to boot into the BIOS, and there's some diagnostic tests there, but I never trust any of those things. It said the RAM was fine, and so I tried some different booting options. I pulled out a live version of Slackware, stuck it in the USB, and tried to boot it that way. With the same results, it wouldn't boot at all. And then finally, it quit to give me the kernel messages, and it would go basically straight to some kind of BIOS like message where it asked what do you want to boot into, Slackware or Windows? And when you press that, it would just return, keep doing that over and over again. So I figured it was time to crack this guy open and see maybe if there's something wrong. And my biggest concern was that the NVMe drive had failed. And I was thinking that would be a drag because that's probably a lot more money than some RAM. So what I ended up doing was, the nice thing about the T480 is that it's pretty user friendly as far as opening it up. You take out the external battery, you unscrew 6 screws, and they're actually captive screws, so you can't lose them like you used to do in the good old days. And then you just pry open the back, just a plastic bottom. Pry that guy open, and you see the whole internals of the computer. They're the bottom of the motherboard. Maybe it's the top of the motherboard. I don't know. It depends on your perspective. Anyway, a couple things I checked was because at the very last time I booted into the BIOS, the date was dead, and I thought, well, maybe this is the battery, the CMOS battery, and so I that was easy to find. That's a little yellow. It's underneath a little bit of tape, and I pulled it off and undid the small fastener, and I checked the voltage, and it came up at 3 volts. So I figured that was probably not a problem. Something had corrupted the date. And so then I looked at the RAM, and I pulled the RAM out and just to see how it would boot without any RAM at all. And of course it didn't, put it back. This is all, put the backpack on, put the battery back in, turn it over, turn it on, see if it works, doesn't work, kind of typical. It takes a little more time to do the shuffle than to do the actual test. Nothing happened there. So then I thought, well, I'll order some RAM. I ended up doubling. I had 16 gigabytes of RAM. I made sure it was the right type and everything. And Amazon is, it's a love-hate relationship. I don't love them, but they certainly do ship stuff quick. And the next day I had some RAM, and I threw that in there. Same results. Wouldn't boot, which was disappointing because I had just spent some money on some RAM, and I thought maybe this computer was dead and or at least the NVMe drive had died. Well, it was time to look at that, and again, open up the back of it. The NVMe drive is very easily to access. It's in a case. It looks like I'm not sure. I believe you can put a regular SSD drive in it. Because it looks like the same housing, and then this NVMe drive is inside this faux, that takes up the space. It's an adapter. That's the word I'm looking for. It's an adapter for the NVMe drive to fit it in that SSD slot. So I popped that guy out, and it has a clasp. I've got a picture, another image in the show notes. It's got a little tiny connector with a little metal arm that goes over the top to hold it in place. And so you got to flip that guy up and pull it out. And somebody had put a magic marker mark on it to make sure it goes in the right way again, which was very helpful and a good thought in the future. So I pulled that guy out, and I pulled the NVMe drive out. And then I tried booting it without the NVMe drive at all. And I actually tried booting it with a live disk with the new RAM. And it still would not boot. It was very strange. I could not get that thing to boot I guess it just didn't like the fact that it couldn't get past that test of the BIOS, probably, of having no drive at all. So I kind of put it back and forth and tried to see if the connector was loose. Tried that a couple of times. And then after about the third time of trying different things, I looked at that NVMe drive, and lo and behold, it had the same kind of... So it had one connector onto the motherboard, that one with the little lever on it and the magic marker mark. And then there was actually another one. I hadn't looked at this earlier close enough, and there was another one of those same kind of connectors, but it was bumped off. I could tell that it was just maybe halfway plugged in. And so this connector was on the actual NVMe or on that adapter board. So I pushed it in, clasped it down, and the computer booted right up. So the moral of the story is things I learned are, one, back up your data, two, have a computer that you can work on as opposed to one of these ones where everything is soldered in and unfixable by you or without ease. And three, don't overlook the obvious. I think Klaatu, when he talks about, he mentions this usually when he talks about audio troubles, he always says he would tell whoever, he would check himself, make sure that your microphone is plugged in. And so, look at both ends of when there's a connector, follow that cable down to wherever it goes to, and maybe there's another connector on the other end. And I think this is something that a trap that I've fallen into many times. You sort of get laser focused on certain things, and you look and things, or that's fine, there's no problem here. But you overlook the obvious because you're in a rush, or maybe you've put your mind into a certain mindset and are not looking at it. So take a step back, have a cup of coffee, look at the thing, think about both ends of cables. There might be two plug-ins type of thing, and you might be able to fix your computer without spending any money, which is where I ended up, and that's great. So I just wanted to pass that little bit of troubleshooting learning on to anybody else out there who might be facing a task that's want to try to fix something. Just don't overlook the obvious. Take your time and really look things over, especially both ends of cables. So that's it. Thanks for listening. Hope you learned something. And I guess I'll remind everybody that haste makes waste. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HBR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.